I think it's pretty cool.
No doubt. What about just the feel? What are you expecting tomorrow night for the feel? Will it feel like an all-star game? How's it going to feel like to your players?
Yeah, I would say definitely more all-stars, where I think fans just probably want to come out and have this good time. I mean, obviously, probably more Knicks fans than, obviously, you know, being closer to New York and Carmelo and, you know, knowing him visually. So, but I think overall they just want to see good, hard basketball and just be entertained. So hopefully we can entertain and get a win at the same time.
Do you think you can win some of those fans over, Jared?
Well, I think just in general, you know, I think people here in London are more soccer fans, and what they appreciate is just hardworking people that play the right way, and hopefully we can show them that way in basketball sense.
What do you think of the Knicks at the moment? They're obviously struggling to perform.
Yeah, they're struggling, and obviously you can't take anyone lightly in the NBA, especially if Carmelo's supposed to play, just because of his potential of scoring. But for us, it's kind of more about ourselves and how way we're playing and keeping up with our pace and playing, trying to get better each game. We're one game over 500, and even though they're struggling, we're trying to get into the playoffs. So this is a big game for us.
And Carmelo's going to go meet Prince Harry later. I mean, where was your invite?
That's an all-star right there, you know. Yeah, I'm not LeBron. We come out here, but you know, that's fine. I mean, I'll stay outside the Buckingham Palace, take my pictures, and try to get a win here tomorrow night.
No invite, huh?
No invite. No invite. It's all right.
What do you think about London?
Love London. Love it a lot. Obviously, I didn't know it rained as much as it does, but no. Good restaurants. I went to Oblex, I think it's called. It was nice. Overlooked the city. Good shopping. The Mayfair area. There's a lot of money over there. All them cars. I feel like a Mercedes-Benz, like a Honda Accord. So, I wish we could have gone to a soccer game or a football game, you guys call it here, but I think we just missed it.
You were at Chelsea yesterday.
A football team. That's a good question. You know what? I'm one of those Americans, like, you know, the Barcelona's, the Real Madrid's. I don't really know. I went to Barcelona Stadium. I thought Chelsea Stadium would be a little bit bigger. I went to Barcelona, and that kind of blew me away. You know what? No, but overall, I know the history, and I know Chelsea's a pretty good team.
Jared, what, as far as you guys having this week, can it yes. work to your favor? You played four games in five nights. Now you've had this whole week for this one game.
Well, I think the big thing for us is we got in here a little earlier than New York. We had that whole day off to get just to the time. I mean, I went to bed the other night at 12, woke up at 3.
How was your sleep?
Yeah, yeah. I think now today, after 2 days, I'm now caught up. I think for us, it's just, you know, that extra day, I think, is crucial for us. I think tomorrow, since the arena is further than the hotel, I think we're getting a hotel across the street to be able to just relax. But, I think anyone would come over here, even if it was 2-3 days. I mean, to come out here and have a couple days off and sightsee, it's a cool experience, and I'm glad we're lucky to be played here.
How does this compare to your Western Conference road trips?
The Western Conference, you know what? That's a good question. I would say, just because London is so, like, it's a rarity, so you kind of want to sightsee, but I would say just that travel, it takes a lot more out of you. Jet lag, the practice we had
yesterday, time difference.
So I think that I slept here more than I would on the West Coast. But overall, I mean, I would take this any day over the West Coast.
Coach Kidd has been here sometimes. Did he give you any advice?
Coach Kidd has not given anybody any advice. He, you know what? It's been nice, because if you have a wife,